Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Today's District 1 1A championship game is between the Christian Academy and the Chester Charter Scholars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
And it is still breakfast time, and we're live from the Kobe Bryant Gym here on the campus of Lower Merion High School. It's not 12 o'clock yet, right, Andrew?
Just a little bit short of that.
It's a noon start, District 1 Single A, a championship game. Small schools here today. Both teams automatically going to the PIAA state tournament. Christian Academy from Brookhaven, 23-4. Head coach Malik Walker, fifth year. And Chester Scholars Academy, third year program, 17-6. Dan Spangler is your head coach in his first year after 2 years as head coach of Strathaven High School. Malik, by the way, Walker of Christian Academy, is a proud Chester native, went to the Christian Academy. Great to talk with the TCA Athletic Director, Rod Hazeltine, before the game. So it's a championship. It's a lot of fun. And how about this gym, Mike? Well, you've been here before, obviously.
I mean, yeah, this is a great gym. I mean, it's a great facility. It's very high schoolish. You know, it's not like they did what they do in Texas when they build these high school football stadiums that look like, you know, mini Link fields. I mean, they're Link parks. It's not like that. But it's a cozy gym. It doesn't hold a ton of people. It's got full stands on both sides. No balcony above for overflow. But it's just a bright, cheery, naturally lit. Obviously, has lighting as well, but has big skylights across the top. And, of course, it's relatively new, so everything's fresh-looking and nice. So it's not too shabby.
These two teams met earlier this season in Brookhaven on the Christian Academy home floor. And the Sabres of Chester Scholars Academy won it 61-56. Chester Scholars Academy, pretty young team, 15 kids on the roster, and just a few seniors. Christian Academy, very, very senior-oriented team. There are 11 kids on the roster. They have 8 seniors. So looking forward to a very interesting ball game here today. Both, it's not do or die, both go to the state tournament. You win, though, you win this game, you will host, kind of not host on your home floor, but have a home area game first round of the state tournament. You lose, you got to travel.
Remember, District 1 for the PIAA is as far north as Allentown, as far west as Reading?
That's District 3. Allentown's District 11, close. Yeah. But you're right on the border.
Yeah, you're right up there. And, boy, they have games up there. I mean, we travel sometimes when we've got games to cover. So, you know, it's a pretty big district. So it's nice that you get a game a little closer to home and not have to ride a school bus for an hour and a half to get to a destination.
Christian Academy got here by beating Jenkintown the other night, blew them out 65-46 in the semifinals. And the Sabres beating Philmont Christian in the semis 56-44. So really fired up for this game here today. We'll take a break. It's a pregame show. It's Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulginetti. It's the District 1 Boys Basketball Championship Game, Single A, DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you. Or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Christian Academy from Brookhaven, Chester Scholars Academy High School from the town of Chester. Again, the Sabres 17-6, TCA 23-4, the District 1 Single-A Championship. Two new faces. Christian Academy has been around a long time, but just 5 years in the PIAA, their first trip to a district championship game, just like the Chester Scholar Academy, third year as a program, and both making their first ever trips to the state tournament.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with it, the way the system works for the PIAA, and I assume most high school programs throughout the country, is the difference between District 1, between 1A, 2A, and all up to 6A, is simply the amount of boys and or girls who were enrolled in the school. So you have a small school like 1A, obviously, you're talking about a student population. I don't know what the parameters actually are, but it's like anywhere from 150 below. So you're looking at very small student populations. We're not talking about just the senior class. We're talking about the entire student population. So 150 students, and the idea is that you will not be able to draw from as large a group. Obviously, if you only have 150 students, your basketball or sports team will have less talented players overall because you have a much smaller field to draw from. That's usually, it's as good a system as any. It's not always the case. I've certainly seen some very large players play for small schools. And, in fact, Christian Academy has a 6'9". 6'9". Well, yeah.
6'5".
Well, that's their biggest.
Oh, no,
there's a 6'9", yeah. I mean, they have some big kids. So it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have big, strong kids. It just means that your pool that you're drawing from is different because of the population. And that's the way to design it. Sometimes it works out real well. Sometimes it doesn't. The idea is to maintain competitiveness among the schools. You don't want a very small student population playing, a high school that's got 3,000 kids in it and can draw from it. On the other hand, when you have schools that are small that are doing extremely well, the PIA has provisions to move that school up into the next classification automatically to make it more competitive. They do what they can, but this is a system, high school sports are peculiar because everybody's going to high school. So the draw is everybody's involved, and that's what they want to do.
Kind of crazy and kind of rare in 100 years of the PIAA state tournament, this is the anniversary of the state championships, to have two teams from the same county, especially Delaware County, meeting for a district championship. Going through the archives real quickly here, I see it was back in 1992, Penwood played Glen Mills at the 4A level. We had, just not that much, guys. It's unbelievable, and I thought that... you look at this in the smaller schools. You had 1985 at the AAA level. Glen Mills beat Strathaven in overtime, 49-47. Then way back in the day, you had an unbelievable run by Darby High School. Mm-hmm. And Darby Township, which is now the Academy Park. And they played... I had the book. Yaden. In 1972, Darby Township played Yaden, which is now Penwood. And then Darby High School in Nether Providence, there you go, at the single-A level, met in 1957 and 58 in the District 1 championship game, guys. And there's Darby Colwyn again in 71 over Nether Providence, winning that one 49-47. I couldn't go through all of them, Mike, and this is just going back a long way, but it's kind of rare.
Well, and that's the way it should be. I mean, technically you've got a statewide situation, and you've got, a very large district. So theoretically, on a year-in and year-out basis, you should represent all parts of the district should be in the championships if the parity is working out. Now, again, at the end of the day, when you look at the numbers and you say, well, over 10 years, you have one situation. Over 50 years, you have a different situation. And, of course, the PIA is constantly trying to adapt. The PIA, by the way, is basically a co-op of high schools and middle schools. The organization exists by membership with the public and private schools, and it is the members of those schools, principals, athletic directors, teachers in some cases, who sit on the various boards. As an example, District 1's board, I think, has 12 members. When they get back to Harrisburg and they talk to the PIAA, the adaptation they're making is initially to seek some kind of a parity and fairness within the play. Because obviously, if you're always going to be on the losing end of something, who wants to play if you can't possibly win? So that's their mission. They do a pretty good job. However, they started 100 years ago just trying to consolidate the rules for the game because, you know, there were so many different rules. Sports was a relatively young thing 100 years ago. And, you know, basketball, baseball, football, everybody had their own set of rules. So the PIA kind of introduced themselves or was a culmination of high schools that wanted to design a rule system and train referees to be able to officiate at games. And that's where it got started. And from there, it's established a total state system. They own all the championships and control television rights, things like that. And they put on these big contests all year long.
Yeah, a big crowd here. We got Pete Choward, public address announcer for Chester, assistant football coach, his buddy Gator, Stefan Roots from Chester City Blogger covering the game. I'm sure Delco Times will be here.
I certainly hope so.
Can't miss that. I know the City of Basketball Love and Delco Times, they've given a lot of love to Christian Academy this year. Nothing yet on Chester. I don't think any of their games have been covered yet. Chester Charter Scholars Academy, Mike? No.
You mean by the newspaper?
Maybe like little blurbs in the paper.
I don't know. You know, when they don't send a reporter, I don't know. I assume they get the news from the athletic director or somebody writes something. I know for the first time ever, we've had some games of the week that I had to write the article because it was just a tiny little blurb.
And there's Galen Tyler Howard, the 6'9 young man for Chester Charter. Their senior, that's his father, Galen, member of the 1989 Chester State Championship
How
team, Chester
see?
Clippers. He's 6'9 also, and he got hurt.
Yeah,
he's on crutches today.
Yeah. Oh, you keep playing basketball late. You know how that happens.
He's still a young man, but he's in the house here tonight. Another Delco matchup in a District 1 championship game. A loud buzzer here.
Yeah, well,
it's right behind us.
Yeah, right.
1965, Bo Ryan and his Chester Clippers beat Nether Providence. Nether Providence 0-5 in District 1 championship games. Nether Providence now Strathaven.
Right.
Back then, you had to win the district championship to get into the state tournament. But that changed in 1972. So
again, trying to make parity and make sure everybody... I mean, they have a lot of teams that go into the playoffs. Sometimes it seems a little silly, but at the end of the day, for most of these kids, this is the end of any kind of organized sports. So, you know, you want as many kids to be in a playoffs, even if they get clobbered in the first game. At least they made the playoffs, and that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. We're talking about, you know, high school kids, 16, 17, 18 years old. Whatever we can do to make their life a little more fun, that's okay with me.
So Lower Merion, the gym, named, it's basically, yeah, it's the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium here.
Yes,
on the campus of Lower Merion High School.
And
Christian Academy, 23-4.
Just talk through the buzzer. It sounds worse to us.
Chester Scholars Academy, 17-6. District 1 single A championship game. Now, we're going to go to the starting lineups or national anthem first. I'm not exactly sure. Malik Walker.
We'll go for the starters first.
Okay, doing a little announcement here. Christian Academy, 23-4. One of those losses to the Sabres of Chester Scholars Academy, and that was 61-56 in Brookhaven. And this is a historic day, guys. It really is, having two new faces in the District 1 tournament at the single-A level, six classes in Pennsylvania right now.
It will be a new champion in District 1 at this level. Both teams making their first appearances, as we've said before.
What a beautiful facility here.
Yes, it is.
Pete, what do you think? You fired up, Pete?
Yeah, well, this is a different experience. The Class A, we really don't do a lot of their games, but we did do the Chester Scholars back in early January over at their small little gym there. It's a beautiful gym, but it's tiny. This facility here is so much nicer and bigger and should be a very interesting day.
And this is the first of two championship games they're having here today, District 1, AA.
Three championship games today.
4 o'clock. There's a Pope John Paul II.
It's the 1A final, the 2A final, and the 4A final are here at Lower Merion
today. So three games today. Pope John Paul II from Royersford. That's one of the teams. Chester Charter just beat them a couple of weeks ago by 15.
And here are the starting lineups.
Chester Charter Sabres in the black and red uniforms. Malik Cook Stevens, 6'3 junior. 6 foot senior, Salim Butler, number 3. Number 11, Devon Stovall, 5'11", junior. Number 20, Damir Baez, 6'5", senior. Tyler Howard, 6'9", senior. Dan Spangler, head coach. Assistant coach is Buzzy Wood. Derek Spence, Tahir Lauer. And now Christian Academy. Great students. There's a lot of Chester versus Chester here today, boy. I'm tired. There's a lot of. This TCA has a bunch of Chester kids. Our head coach, Malik Walker from Chester. Dom Jones, 5'8", senior, number 0. Grant Sareka, 5'11", senior. He can shoot the lights out. Isaiah Mitchell, a 5'8", senior. Sam Gether, 6-foot senior, one of my basketball buddies at the LA Fitness. And there's big Jordan Green, 6'5", senior. So we'll be back with the opening tip. Take a break here. It's the District 1 Single-A Championship Boys Basketball here at Lower Merion High School on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Great job of our national anthem here at the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium. Again, Lower Merion High School in Ardmore, right off of Montgomery Avenue, 13 miles from my house in Wallingford, 40-minute drive. Did you guys take the blue route all the way up here to the
blue route to 3, I think, and then 3 over.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what we did, too. So here we go. It's going to be the Sabres of Chester Charter, black uniforms, red trim, and the white uniforms with the blue trim of Christian Academy. Jump between Green and Howard. Is controlled by the Sabres. Down low, left block, Baez. Turnaround jumper is good. Number 20, Damir Baez. No public address announcer. Oh, there he is. Okay.
We do have a public address
there
announcer.
There you go. It's a little low-key. But not fired up like Peach Howard is. TCA comes back, top of the key. Dom Jones, man-to-man defense, Sabres. I think we're going to actually see some man-to-man by both teams here. None of that zone stuff. Trying to penetrate, getting it out down low for Green. Underneath the basket, lays it up and in. He's a big body, 6'5 senior, Jordan Green. These kids for Christian Academy have been playing together for a long, long time. 8 seniors out there. And there's a steal. Dom Jones, ahead of the pack, lays it up and in. Christian Academy 4. Chester Charter 2. A lazy pass right there. Malik Cook-Stevens comes back. 11 underclassmen on Chester Charter. Great experience for these kids. They're guaranteed at least 2 more games.
Looks like TCA's in a 3-2 zone.
It is a zone, huh? There's Howard. Gets it out to Cook-Stevens. Jumper is no good. Ball on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up. And possession arrow will go with
the Crusaders of TCA.
Yeah, Green's a handful, 6'5 young man, for the Crusaders. Inbounding the ball is Mitchell. Full court pressure, Chester. Now Sareka, that's the man Chester has to keep an eye on him. He can fire up a lot of shots in and out to the three ball. Top of the key, Baez, the rebound. Brookhaven against Chester right here, baby. District 1 championship, single A, smallest level of enrollment in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, I was wrong. Yeah, you're right, guys. They're playing that zone. Howard, here's Baez, driving baseline underneath, layup. No, but an offensive foul.
Yep.
Good charge taken there by Jordan Green.
He's a big man.
It's going to be on Baez. First teams first. Sareka across the timeline, left to right. These schools separated by about a mile and a half, 2 miles. Weaving it out high. Driving left side all the way. Mitchell, layup is no good. Offensive rebound. Mitchell, ball on the floor and taken by the Sabres. Looks like TCA has a little bit more energy right now. There's a foul on Sareka with the reach in. He grabbed his arm. So number one on Grant. First team foul on TCA.
Yeah, but Cook Stevens did a great job of dramatically reacting to the grab. So that got the foul.
15 players on the Chester Scholars Academy roster, and Coach Spangler in his first year uses a lot of them. So, yes, the good old zone defense against the Chester type team. Here's another lazy pass stolen away. Here comes Sareka to the basket, lays it up and in. Grant Sareka.
That's 4 points off turnovers already for TCA.
Yeah.
Unforced, they're just not handling this 3-2 zone very well. 6-2 TCA, 5:14 to go first quarter. And similar to Chester High, they're going to have to hit some outside shots. Baez, three ball. There you go. Damir Baez for three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
5 points for Damir, all five for TCA. And it's Christian Academy leading by 1 point, 6-5. There's a turnover. Baez coming back. Going to take it all the way to the basket. Lay it up. No. Follow is up. No. Chester missing two easy ones right there. Jordan Green now ahead of the pack. Jordan drives to the basket, stutter step, lay it up and in.
Boy, big man, he moves well.
Yes, he does. And Chester, you got to make those opportunities right there.
Yeah, but Chester
Charter,
within a point of this, and now they're still down by three.
8-5, TCA. Butler gets it back from Cook. Bruce Rogers just checking into the game. Layup, no good. Rebound, Jordan Green. Jordan gets it to Isaiah Mitchell. Takes it to the basket, off the glass for two. Isaiah Mitchell.
Chester Scar has got to really give this some thought now. They've got to make these baskets count. They've got to get into this game.
Hard to beat a good team twice, too, in the same season. Yeah. Chester Charter did that earlier on their floor. Coming up with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. 10-5, Christian Academy. Baez thought about the three, stops, pops, hits another one. Damir Baez on fire.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
He has all eight Chester Charter points. 10-8 in favor of the Christian Academy. Sareka guarded by Cook. Top of the key, Mitchell. Flips it to Green. Green, he thought about the three. Out high on him, guarding him is Howard. Now to Mitchell. Crossover. Between the circles, now 3:28 to go, first quarter. District 1 championship, Sam Gethers to Mitchell. Mitchell double-teamed in the corner, stolen away by Chester. The Charter to the basket, lay it up and in by Salim Butler. Tied at 10. Christian Academy with the rock left to right. Grant Sareka, he'll be playing college ball somewhere. Dom Jones, top of the key, left of the key, Sareka, NBA 3, is up too strong. Rebound, Jordan Green, layup, no good. Green follows again, blocked in there, saved by Tyler Howard, and a foul in the backcourt on TCA. Their fans not happy about that. It's on Dom Jones, and it's going to be his first team second.
Yeah, it seemed to be fouls against Jordan Green, which were not called, and then Chester Scholar gets the ball, an immediate foul call. Just
another great athlete into the game, Paris Jones, 6 foot senior for TCA. 10-10 game, 2:47 to go. You talk about kids knowing each other very well, both teams, Chester Charter and TCA. Baez. Floater is up, no good. Battling for that rebound. It's on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Mitchell for TCA. All the way to the basket. Oh. Blocked by Howard, but a foul on Tyler. It'll be his first team second, and going to the line for the Crusaders from Brookhaven.
Well, the score certainly reflects it, but this is two pretty evenly matched teams.
Isaiah Mitchell.
And we will be having updates from Mark Jordan's game between Radnor and Penwood that's taking place at the same time. Ooh.
This is the first, does Mitchell. DelcoHoops.com, first of two broadcast at 7 o'clock tonight. We've got Pencrest Strathaven D1 5A semifinal at Pencrest. Misses both. Rebound Howard. Howard gets it to Rogers. Spruce across midcourt. Near side out high. Cook Stevens. Three ball. Devon White checking into the game is no good. Picked up by Sareka. Sareka takes it all the way to the basket with a left hand. Lays it up and in. Grant Sareka. He can score points in a hurry. 12-10 Christian Academy. Baez down low for Howard, fouled from behind. Let's see who they're going to call that on. It's a reach in. It's a good call.
That's the second on Sareka.
Oh, they can't afford to lose him, brother.
No.
He's their best player. Losing him.
Three team fouls.
It's going to be tough for TCA to do anything. They've got other good players, but it's just going to be a bigger challenge.
We'll get to that point later on. Rogers has it for the Sabres, top of the key. 1:51 to go in the quarter. Devon White's open. Left wing corner, three ball. No good. Misses it. And the rebound is taken by Paris Jones. Sam Gethers floats in the lane. His shot is blocked. And it's taken by Chester Charter.
I think the game is turning slightly in the favor of Chester Charter right now, even though they're down by two.
Cook. Out high, Rogers, Cook, right of the key, stops, pops, no good. Long rebound, here's Sareka, ahead of the pack, goes to the basket, no, but a foul. It's going to be on Malik Cook-Stevens. That'll be his first team foul, number 3 on Chester Charter. 1:19 to go, first quarter, the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium, campus of Lower Marion High School. Tradition, pride, hustle, passion, teamwork, all up there on the big picture in this gym. Sareka missed. That's three missed foul shots by Christian Academy. Grant misses the first.
Radnor girls lead 9-7 early over Penwood.
At the shoebox.
Yes. Yep.
In Lansdowne. Let's see. Makes that one.
Number 0, Don Jones.
Grant has 5 points.
And a timeout taken by the Chester Charter Scholars Academy Sabres.
1:19 to go in the first quarter. District 1 Single-A Championship. It's Christian Academy 13, Chester Charter 10, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester Charter trailing Christian Academy 13-10, minute 19 to go in the first quarter. Rogers across midcourt. Bruce has it top of the key. Right of the key, Cook Stevens. Rogers left of the key. Cook Stevens out high. Still in that zone defense. Going to make Chester... And the Sabres shoot from the outside. Baez ball knocked away and taken. It's battling for that ball on the floor. Taken by Chester Charter. It's going to be a tie-up, and the arrow favors the Sabres. Man, this is intense. Oh, it should be. It's a District 1 championship.
That's right.
History on the line.
You're playing for a title here.
Yeah, I like the warm-up jerseys by TCA with all Kobe on the back.
Right.
Nice. Rogers. Stevens, top of the key, 13-10. in favor of Christian Academy. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out to Cook. Stevens penetrates, floater up, no good. Offensive rebound, Baez for two. Baez, a big, big first quarter. He has 10 points, 6'5 senior Damir Baez. 13-12 Christian Academy, 24 seconds ago, first quarter, coming back. Here at the Lower Merion Gymnasium, Kobe Bryant Gym, Lower Merion. TCA, Malik Walker, Chester native, head coach. Far side, Jones, right of the key, Mitchell. Down low in the block, and shot is up, no but a foul. That's number two on Tyler Howard. And going to the line, Paris Jones, shooting two. Tyler, 6 foot nine.
And that's a saber foul, number 32, Tyler Howard.
So at the line, shooting Paris two, Jones. Paris Jones. Up, got the first, Paris.
This game today is not only being covered by us, but the guys from City of Basketball Love are here.
Good. Paris Jones again. Got it. Nothing but net.
By Jones.
3-point lead, 15-12 for Christian Academy late here in the first quarter. 4 seconds to go. Floater by Cook. Stevens is good at the buzzer. Really good first quarter. District 1, single-A championship game. Christian Academy from Brookhaven, 15. And Chester Scholars Academy, 14. You're listening. It's never sounded so good. It's Boys High School Basketball at DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the second quarter D1 single-A championship game. It's a one-point lead for Christian Academy over Chester Charter.
Late first quarter, Radnor leads 12-9 over at the Shoebox. Pete?
Yeah, one stat interesting after one quarter. Christian Academy is out rebounding the Chester Scholars 10-4. They're only up 1 point, so, you know, Chester Scholars hanging in there good.
And we begin the second quarter.
So Rucka back into the game for the Crusaders.
Yeah, he has two fouls. They got to be careful about that. Out to Grant between the circles. Left side, Gethers to Grant. Nice dribbling into the lane. Floater off the glass for two.
Great move on the floor. Dribbled right, dribbled left, around the defenders, and up for the basket.
Yeah, his uncle and father, great players back in the day also. Good bloodlines there for Grant Sarekka. Chester Charter back. It's Baez, another three ball, and he is absolutely on fire. Baez, another three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
6'5 senior. He has 13 of the Chester Charter, 17 points. We're tied at 17, and the Sabres, almost said Clippers right there, are scrapping out there. Looked like a little bit of a zone. Three ball is good from the right side by Isaiah.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Mitchell, three-point lead for Christian Academy.
They've now switched into a little bit of a 2-3 zone because Baez has been camping out here on the near corner and just knocking down the threes.
Good ball game.
So they want to try and take that out of it.
6:50 to go in the quarter. Breon Showell into the game for the Sabres. And they just have it out high, slowing it up, being very patient. Great coaching job by Dan Spangler this year. Also Malik Walker, TCA. Driving to the basket. Ooh. Underneath, losing the ball. Tyler Howard picked up by Mitchell. Mitchell stops, short shot, no tap, no good. Sarekka again, good. No rebounding there for Chester Charter. Chester, they have the size advantage with the 6'9 Howard.
Yep.
Here's Baez again from the other side of the floor. No good this time. Rebound Sareka. 5-point lead TCA to the basket. No, but a foul. Two shots for Grant Sareka. He's just a basketball player, man. He's a gym rat. 6:02 to go in the second quarter.
That's the second on Demir Baez, the sixth on the fifth on the Sabres.
Sareka at the line. He has 9 points already. Up and no good. That's rare. He's missed.
Second time he's done that on a free throw.
He's missed a pair already.
Just it hit the back rim and thought it was going to go in, and it just spins out.
Sean DeShields checking in for the Sabres, a 6'4 junior, along with another junior, Devon Stovall, 5'11 junior. Sareka makes that one. 10 points for him. And it's a 6-point lead for Christian Academy. There's Stovall, left block. Ooh. It's a bad pass by Howard. And taken away. Taken away by TCA. They come back. Zone defense right here by the Sabres. Gathers at the foul line. Now to Green out high. Right side Paris Jones. Double dribble on Jones. They got to get more out of Tyler Howard, the Sabres. They got to get more out of him.
They've got to take advantage of his size and get him inside.
And he's losing himself underneath. He's not watching himself. When he went for that layup a few minutes ago, he was completely out of position.
Stovall, three ball is good. Devon Stovall.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Three-point lead, Christian Academy. A lot of three balls in this game. Yep. Chester Charter with four. There's Sareka. He is their main man. Has it way out high, guarded by Rogers. Top of the key. Crosses over. Down low for Gathers. Upshot block. There's a block by Howard. Here comes Sean DeShields. All the way to the basket. Layup is no good.
Jeez.
And a foul in the backcourt. And Sean, again, we've seen that over the years, just got to make these layups. He's had so many opportunities and a reach-in foul.
And then you foul afterwards and you're so frustrated, so it's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
That was on Sean DeShields.
Yeah, who missed the layup.
And a timeout on the floor. 4:49 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-20 in favor of Christian Academy. D1, single-A championship, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, good ball game. District 1 single-A championship. It's Stefan Roots. Chester Blogger in the house here today took a picture, and it's a 3-point lead for Christian Academy over Chester Charter for the championship, Pete. And there's a, boy, Sean DeShields got to make that layup right there.
Yeah, they missed a couple layups, or the Scholars would have a lead here. But again, it's we have 11-4 rebounding advantage by the Christian Academy, and that's really been the difference here in the game. They're controlling the boards.
Let's see, Tyler Howard is now out of the game. Christian Academy with the Rock, the Crusaders, fifth year in the PIAA, first trip to the postseason. And now they're in the district championship game. It's Sareka. Eight seniors on this Christian Academy squad out of their 11 on the roster. Paris Jones stops, pops, short, offensive rebound, Gathers to Jones. Now down low for Jordan Green. Good fake, lay it up and in. Green with six, 5-point lead, Christian Academy. They're 23-4. The Shields travels with the ball. Turnover back to TCA. 11 kids back for Chester Charter next year.
Six turnovers for the Scholars.
Sareka back. Sareka behind the back dribble. Loses the ball, but picked up by his teammate Jordan Green, right wing corner. Paris Jones right at the key. Gethers looks to drive to the basket, and it's going to be a push foul on...
I think that's going against Sean DeShields.
His first team foul,
his second.
Second.
Pete, how many turnovers are TCA?
I only have them down for one.
Okay. And Sam Gethers is going to the line for a 1-1.
Three fouls on Christian Academy, seven on Chester Charter. 4:04 to go in the second quarter. Gethers at the line, 1-1. Misses it. Rebound, Baez. He has 13 points, does Damir. 13 of the 20 for the Sabres. Baez thought about it. Stovall, left wing corner. Stovall's a junior. You got Showell, a junior. DeShields with the rock, junior. DeShields gets it out. Now Rogers, three ball is up, no good. Offensive rebound up, no blocked in there. They battle for the rebound, and it's going to be a foul on the Sabres, I do believe. It's going to be on the Breon Showell, I would imagine. Another 1-1 situation. 18 fouls on Chester Charter. 3:38 to go in the second quarter.
Isaiah Mitchell to the line for the Crusaders.
The Crusaders have missed their share of foul shots.
They have. They haven't been sharp from the line today.
Still lead by five. Up. He's got that one. Does Mitchell.
They're 5 of 10 from the line, TCA.
Both teams have played really tough schedules. A lot of bigger schools. Nothing but net for Mitchell.
Make that 6 of 11.
7-point lead, though, for Christian Academy, 27-20. NBA 3, Stovall is no good and bounces off Sam Gaither's head. Out of bounds, stays with Chester Charter.
That looked like that hurt. That was a high pitch ball.
Penwood on a 12-0 run to take a lead, 21-12 over Radnor.
Wow, Kareem's doing a great job up there. Kareem Wright, Penwood, building that girls' program back. It's the Shields driving off the glass for two. There you go. There's Sean. Big 2 points right there. Taking it right to the big fella. Chester Charter down by five. Coming back, well-schooled Christian Academy. Ball's on the floor. Top of the key. Mitchell, 3 minutes to go before halftime. Jordan Green, jumper, good. Rolls around the rim and in. 6'5 senior for Christian Academy. 29-22, 7-point lead for the Crusaders over the Sabres. In this Delco battle, jumper in the lane is good by Damir Baez. 5 in the quarter, 15 for the game. He's keeping Chester Charter in it, down by five. 29-24, Green, give and go underneath the basket. Shot, no good on a turnaround by Dom Jones. And there's a rare, seems like a rare rebound for Chester Charter. But, hey, you know, they're only down by 5 points. They can play better. Almost a turnover, out of bounds. Good hustle on the play. Good job by Dom Jones. We're still in the air, I do believe.
Yes, we are.
There you go. Good. 2:18 to go in the quarter, first half. Chester Charter with the rock. Baez, left wing corner. We're caddy quarter here at the Kobe Bryant Gym. Both teams headed to the state tournament. The winner gets a home area game in the first round. There's a turnover on the Sabres. And Sareka all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. So you got a lot of seniors out there against a lot of underclassmen. Christian Academy. And these young Sabres have to just keep plugging away. Baez, he's a senior. Goes to the basket, floater, no, but a blocking foul. Two shots, foul on Jordan Green.
It looked like Jordan Green was set there but in Baez, the lane, and then Baez came into him.
But Baez kind of shifted a little bit in air and just kind of like sort of sideswiped him a little bit. So 7-point lead, Christian Academy, 1:49 to go in the second quarter, and Damir goes to the line. He'll be shooting two. And he misses the first. Malik Cook-Stevens into the game for Chester Charter. Christian Academy 31, Chester Scholars Academy 24. Baez again got that one. 16 for Damir. 6-point lead, Christian Academy. Chester Charter, 18 fouls. They don't want to commit another one right here. Driving all the way to the basket and fouled, going to the rack. It's going to be two shots for Isaiah Mitchell. Well, obviously, it's going to be tough to win this game for Chester Academy, Chester Scholars Academy. TCA played them earlier, lost at home 61-56, but it's so hard to beat a team twice in a season. And here is Mitchell shooting two. Makes that one nothing but net. He's got Dom Jones, senior, Grant Sareka, senior, Mitchell, senior, Sam Gethers, senior, Jordan Green, senior. Off the bench, Paris Jones, a senior. So they're top six all seniors for Christian Academy. So Mitchell makes another one. And it's an 8-point lead for Christian Academy. There's a lazy pass, stolen away. TCA right now just outplaying Chester Charter. Sareka goes to the basket. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Now checking into the game is another senior for Christian Academy, Tamir Phillips. 1:40 to go before halftime. Dave Berman again here. Here comes a... I tell you, this kid's a good young player for Chester Charter. Jaquan Fisher, 6'5", junior, number 34. Underneath the basket, layup, good by Jordan Green. The 6'5 senior, big game for him, 10 points. And a 10-point lead here for Christian Academy. Sabres coming back, 1:26 to go before halftime. They don't want to get too far behind the Sabres, because TCA can slow it up also. Senior laden squad. This is Cook. Stevens, three ball is good from the left side by Stovall.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Devon has 2 threes here in the second quarter, leads down to 7. Back comes Mitchell across midcourt. Dribbling around, top of the key. Pushes off, nothing called. Only 14,000 in his first half on Christian Academy. Out high to Mitchell, far side. Down low, Jordan Green. Out to Mitchell, long, long three ball. Back to the rim, no good. Here come the Sabres back. They can cut further into this deficit. Devon White, three ball from the left side is no good. Rebound on the floor. And it's going to be out of bounds, I think. Out of bounds off of Tamir Phillips of TCA. Great hustle, both teams. In that situation.
Yeah, and the second time they almost slid into our table. It was getting a little creepy.
I was ready that time, Mike.
Yeah, I saw. You were jumping.
Yes. So, Chester Charter with the rock down by 7. 24 seconds ago, second quarter. Cook Stevens looking. Down low for DeShields. He forces it up out of bounds. And they thought there was a foul. Nothing called. They're Christian Academy, they're keeping away from committing fouls. Amazing.
Yeah, they're managing to.
Doing a great job. There's White from the corner. No good. Rebound, offensive rebound, Chester Charter. Jumper is no good. Ball on the floor, taken by Gethers. 11 seconds to go, TCA. Two good looks there for Chester Charter. And that's going to be off the glass. No good. Battling for the rebound. Howard gets it taken away and looking to make it at the buzzer. Three ball is high and wide after the first half. It is Christian Academy 35 and Chester Charter 28. The District 1 Single-A Championship from Lower Merion High School. Kobe Bryant, Jim of DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. You'll be a
dentist. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And welcome back to Kobe Bryant Gymnasium, where we're watching a pretty good game between in the 1A division, the smaller schools, between the Christian Academy versus Chester Charter Scholars. Right now, it seems to be all TCA, 35-28. While it's a 7-point lead, it just seems like TCA has been pretty much dominating play, Pete. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, not only seems to be, the stats are proving that too, Mike. The Christian Academy has 16 rebounds, 5 of them off the offensive glass. The Chester Scholars only have, I have them down for 9 rebounds and only 3 offensive. So the Christian Academy is you know, controlling the boards. And they seem to be a little more aggressive under the boards. And another very telling stat is turnovers. The Chester Charter School has 8 turnovers, as I have it. And I only have Christian Academy with 1 turnover so far. So when you're 8-1 turnover ahead, that's usually a telling sign. And the score shows it with a 7-point lead.
No doubt. And you've seen it. The other thing that seems to be, I don't know if it's strange, but it looks like Chester Scholars are concerned about trying to get into the paint and are taking an awful lot of 3-point shots. They've hit a few of them, but they've also lost them. And, of course, one of the problems when you shoot 3-pointers, it's very tough to make an offensive rebound on a 3-pointer unless it really bounces wide. So it's been a kind of, you know, when you're down by 7, I understand you'll get back in the game faster, but it's also a lost opportunity.
Yeah, it is.
What do you got, Andrew?
3-point attempts for TCA, they're 1 of 5 from 3.
For TCA, right.
And for the Chester Charter Scholars Academy, they're 5 of 12.
Yeah, and that's a
lot.
So
they're shooting a decent percentage from the three.
I mean, part of the thing, to me,
but that's
when
7
you come
missed
down,
3-pointers.
And if you can't penetrate the paint, the defense is too tough. You know, there's no shot clock in high school ball.
Yeah.
So, but the... when they come down and you know, have the ball for 3 seconds and enter the court and take a 3-point shot, I don't know.
Christian Academy is scoring easier down low.
They're 12 baskets.
Yeah, they're scoring with less effort. Chester, when they do score, it seems like they got to do it from the 3-point line, and it's much harder to win or even keep into a game if you have to hit depending on your threes.
Well, that's just it.
And that's what it's looking like TCA wants Chester Charter to do. They're daring Chester Charter to beat him via the 3-ball.
Right.
And so
right.
far today, that hasn't happened.
Well, they've
made some. They've kept
yes,
it close.
If they get hot, they'll definitely stay in this game. But
that's
a lot.
But they haven't actually taken advantage of all of the opportunities.
I think in the second half, Mike and Andrew, I think Chester Scholars have to take the ball to the basket a little more. I mean, they have some big guys. It's Donji. Sean DeShields, that one layup he went in there, really strong. And I think they got to do more of that and maybe lay back a little off the 3-point.
You've got to take advantage of Tyler Howard inside.
That's the other thing I don't understand. Well, he's, like, not a factor in this game, and I'm not too sure what's going on.
He hasn't been a factor in this game. He's got one shot attempt.
Is Any rebounds you have?
The entire one shot attempt and two defensive rebounds.
Yeah, they don't go to him at all.
It's not a contribution.
Right. That's not a recipe for success if you're Chester Charter. No. I think if you're Chester Charter, you have to somehow try and get him involved more in the second half.
Well, we're going to
because
see
that's your big advantage, I think, in this game is you've got this big 6'9" kid. I don't think TCA's done anything especially.
He's having a little problem with Jordan Green, the 6'5" wide body for Christian Academy. He's kind of leaned on Howard, and I think he's taken him out of the game, not only physically, but I think mentally he's taken him out of the game.
That could be. We'll have to see what happens.
Because they haven't allowed him to penetrate inside at all.
All right, we'll have to see what happens in the second half. Again, the score is the Christian Academy 35, Chester Charter Scholar 28. We'll be back in just a few minutes after we thank our sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DeltaHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young. For all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Double Decker Pizza in Media. Home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Getting ready for quarter number three. It's Christian Academy leading at 35-28 over Chester Scholars Academy. District 1 single-A championship game at the Kobe Bryant Gym, Lower Marion High School.
With 2 minutes to go in the second quarter at the Shoebox, Penwood leads 28-22 over Radnor.
That's close.
I would imagine two contrasting styles right there. So, again, Christian Academy, fifth year in the PIAA. This is their first. They got their first postseason win the other night against Jenkintown, 65-46. Chester Charter, only their third year overall, third year PIAA. And they won their first playoff game the other night over Philmont Christian in the semifinals at the Sabre Gym. And now it's a Christian Academy with a 7-point lead, and Chester Charter is going to have to play a lot better to come back and win this baby.
Definitely. They're going to have to shoot a lot better from three, and they're going to also have to try and get big man Tyler Howard involved in this second half.
They've got to get to the basket more. Definitely have to get the basket more.
They haven't been able to solve this 3-2 or 2-3 zone that TCA has been throwing at them.
Baez, 16 points for him. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Isaiah Mitchell. with the talk with Sean Kelly, District 1. At halftime, there's Sam Gethers out high, weaving around Sareka. Grant leads TCA in scoring with 12. Stops, pops, short, rebound, Stovall. Here come the Sabres back left to right. Baez left of the key, driving to the basket underneath, lay it up and in. I don't know how he made that shot, but he did. Salim Butler for two. Chester Charter down by five. 35-30. Isaiah Mitchell coming back, accelerates, layup, gathers, good. Gathers.
Nice pass in the paint right to the man.
Beautiful. Christian Academy, Sam Gethers. Again, their top eight, all seniors. Baez, floater is no good. Rebound, Dom Jones. And they're playing like seniors here today. But this young Chester Charter team hanging in there, you know, only down by seven.
I think they've got to regroup a little better before they take the shot, but that's just my observation.
Off the glass, no. Howard the rebound
there,
for Chester
a rebound
Charter.
For him.
Malik Cook-Stevens. Right side, Butler. Butler out to Baez. Thought about the three, and they're in his grill this time. Yeah, there's now a floater in the lane. No good by Malik Cook-Stevens, and the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will.
I don't know if that shot was tipped because that didn't even get close to the basket. He was right there.
It'll stay with Chester Charter. Good.
Jordan Green, 15, a 6'5 senior for Christian Academy, is tall, and he's a big body. Three ball left wing corner, no good by Stovall. And here's Sareka driving back to the basket. It's going to be a blocking foul on Baez.
His fourth here early in the third quarter, 6:13 to go.
Yes, only unbelievably, Christian Academy just four fouls committed in the entire game. So that's number four on him.
I think Chester Scholar fans would probably debate that based on what should have been.
Free throw by Sareka is good.
So after a slow start from the line for TCA, they've rebounded nicely and haven't missed one since.
6:13 to go third quarter. Sareka up and good.
About to say, as I said that, we jinxed him.
So
that
two,
one rolls in.
Two free throws for Grant. He has 14 in the game. It's back to a 9-point lead. Christian Academy, 39-30. Stovall, three ball again, up, back to the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. They hustle for it, taken by the Sabres, then taken by TCA and the Sabres, and it's going to be a tie-up and possession arrow with the Crusaders.
Again, the Chester School just taking those long shots. They got to get closer to the basket, drive the lanes.
They're not made. Their percentages are dropping on the three-pointers, and they continue to keep trying them, and, of course, they get deeper and deeper behind, which forces more three-point shots.
It only makes it worse, Mike.
Yeah, I understand.
TCA comes back. Pull-up jumper is short. And the rebound to the Sabres. For all these kids, a District 1 championship appearance.
Now, see, Dave,
driving,
on that play,
driving to
on
the basket,
that play they drove to the basket, they got fouled. That's what they got to do if they want to get back into this ballgame.
Two-shot foul. Going to the line, Sean DeShields. Who's that per? Dom Jones is second.
Dom Jones, yeah, his second.
And the first by DeShields is good. He has 3 points, does the 6'4" junior. He'll get another. 39-31, Christian Academy. Brookhaven versus Chester right here, baby. Up.
Ooh.
Misses. Rebound, TCA. Sareka. Drives to the basket, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Shields. Chester Charter coming back left to right. To Shields, to Stovall. Stovall sticking in that zone defense, TCA. To Shields, drives off balance, shot for two.
Little hook shot.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Sean has a lot of talent. He makes more of those crazy shots than the easy ones, though. So anyway, he's got
shooting crazy then.
Yeah, well, 5 points for him. The lead is 6 for Christian Academy. Sareka, three ball out there, wide to the left. Chester Charter, the rebound. The Shields coming back. The Shields going to take it now to Howard, and he's fouled going to the basket. Two shots for Tyler.
They call on the floor or going for a shot?
Going for the shot.
He did it too. Okay. I thought that was could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Again, driving to the basket, good things happen.
It's on Isaiah Mitchell.
Just his first of the game.
Howard at the line. Two big foul shots right here for him. Up, short. Tyler will get another. Christian Academy by six. Paris Jones, 6 foot senior, into the game for the Crusaders. Malik Walker, Chester native, head coach. Dan Spangler, Strathaven grad, Wallingford, in his first year. Howard again. Got that one. Nice job. First point of the game for 6'9 senior Tyler Howard. 4:41 to go, third quarter. TCA coming back. Sereka, right to left. Christian Academy with a 5-point lead. Sereka, left wing corner to Mitchell. Right side, Sereka. He's at the right wing, guarded by Cook Stevens. Down low for Gethers. He spins, now getting out to Jordan Green. Thought about the three, but a travel on Jordan. And the ball back to the Sabres. They can cut further into this 5-point deficit.
Yeah, TCA is not putting these guys away. It may come back to haunt them. The Sabres are not somebody to be toyed with.
Great experience, especially for this young Chester Charter team. Both teams headed to the States. 8 seniors on TCA. 11 underclassmen, Chester Charter.
Ooh.
Down low for Tyler Howard. Off his hands and
he never saw it coming, I don't think.
A little pass was a little high and a little hot from Sean DeShields.
Which is saying a lot when you're throwing to a guy of 6'9".
Yeah.
3:58 to go here in the third quarter. 5-point lead, Christian Academy. They get it across the timeline. Jordan Green to the basket, blocked by Howard. Good defense there by Tyler. The Sabres come back left to right. Cook Stevens to Howard again. Up to Sereka. Almost made an unbelievable acrobatic shot underneath the basket.
He threw it actually from underneath the basket, threw it back behind him, and it just rolled off the rim. That would have been incredible.
Chester Charter again, only down by 5.
But
opportunities here.
You got to get in the bucket.
Stevens forces it up and in. Malik Cook Stevens with 4. And the lead is 3. And a timeout, Christian Academy. Kind of a sloppy game, but hey, you know, it's a 3-point lead for Christian Academy. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. D1 championship, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman and the gang back here at Lower Merion High School in the Kobe Bryant Gymnasium. 3-point lead for Christian Academy with 3 minutes to go and change here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Dave, one comment. At halftime, me and Mike and Andrew were coming that the Chester Scholars have to drive the ball more to the basket. Well, every point they've scored this quarter has been down low, driving. No more 3-point shots. Ergo, they cut the lead down to 3.
You guys should be coaches, too.
We should.
We should.
Well,
I'm sure we keep saying that to ourselves.
We should.
But the pay is better to do this.
Really?
Full court pressure. Chester Charter against TCA. TCA Sereka across the timeline. Dribbles right, dribbles left. Now to Jordan Green. Flips it together. Ooh. Shot is blocked in there. Taken by Howard. Tyler Howard gets it to Cook Stevens. Chester Charter coming back to the basket off the glass. I think it's going to be a blocking foul. Blocking foul against TCA. Mitchell
and
two shots.
Chester
Charter fans saying, yay, we're getting some calls.
Oh, they're getting some calls, and they're not taking the 3-point shots. They're driving on the basket, and they're either getting up or they're getting the foul.
Yep.
Three minutes to go, third quarter.
Which points by
halftime at Penwood, 34-25, Penwood leads.
Ooh, that hurts.
Free throw is no good by Cook Stevens. He'll get another.
By the way, in case anybody's wondering, most of the people on the staff at DelcoHoops.com are volunteers.
Very good.
That's why we kid about the pay.
One of two for Cook Stevens. Lead is now two. Ooh. And almost a turnover in the backcourt, but last touch by Chester Charter, picking up the defense here. Three team fouls on Chester. Let's see, it's three team fouls on TCA and just one on Chester Charter. 39-37, Christian Academy. Ball in the backcourt. Loose ball. It's going to be a tie-up and possession arrow with the Sabres. That's a turnover against TCA. Two-point lead. TCA, Christian Academy, checking back in. Dom Jones, 5'8 senior. I keep wanting to say grizzled veteran, but that's all they have, Christian Academy. They have eight solid seniors out there. A lot of experience, but not until the playoffs this year. Looking to inbound the ball, down low to Shields, getting it out the Stovall. Stops, pops, no good. Tap over the back, going to be on Howard. And
that's his
he missed
third.
The shot. And that's going to be number three on Tyler. Team foul number two, Chester Charter, here in the second half. 2:49 to go, third quarter. Two-point lead, Christian Academy. They have not scored in a while. Mitchell back across the timeline. Here's a steal. Here come the Sabres back in the backcourt. Stovall. Now the pace is picking up a little bit. Stovall's got to keep his head up. And just calm down just a little bit. There you go.
Very nearly a five-second call there against
Stovall. Cook-Stevens. Cook-Stevens has it left of the key. Malik dribbles to the right. Stovall, right wing. Stevens, right of the key. Goes into the lane. Stops, pops, tie game. Malik Cook-Stevens.
Pops, skipping it aloft.
39-39, a 9-0 run here. Sareka comes back. And it's going to be a reach-in foul, and they're going to call that every time on Chester Charter. I think it's on Stovall.
Stovall, his first.
Yeah, but it was a good move. He got away with it. That would have been a steal.
Two minutes to go.
He got 80% of the ball, but he got 20% of the arm.
Yeah.
We're in the third quarter. Kobe Bryant, Jim Lower, Marion Ardmore, Montgomery County, District 1 Single-A Championship. Both teams headed to the States. Winner gets a game in District 1, state playoff game in a couple of... Sareka, three ball, straight away, no good, battling for that rebound, it's Tyler Howard. Howard for Chester Charter, gets it to Stovall. Stovall back across the timeline to DeShields. He spins off the glass. Yes! Oh. And a foul by Sean DeShields. What a run here by the Sabres.
Boy,
incredible.
All they had to do was take it to the basket. Since they've started doing that, they've controlled the game. They were down 10. They're up 2.
First foul against Parrish Jones.
Two-point lead now. Sabres.
Andrew,
everybody on the edge of their seats right here.
Andrew, you're getting
again,
a voice
no matter
like
what,
those,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No matter what happens here today, even these guys over here, the double-A game, even whoever wins, you'll have a home game, District 1, opening around the state. You lose, you have to travel. But both teams, no matter what happens
right,
here today, are
states.
In the PIAA
right,
state
right,
tournament.
Right.
And Tyler Howard's coming out of the game.
Has a cut on his arm.
Yeah, they're doing this. Chester Charter without Baez has 16 points and foul trouble with 4. The Shields at the line. Up. Got it. Bangs it home. Great job by Sean.
And a timeout taken by Chester Charter.
1:41 to go in the third quarter. It's now Chester Charter 42, Christian Academy 39 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to...
Good.
Sareka back for Christian Academy falls down. Now TCA has to fight back. Gethers up. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Chester Charter. 1:26 to go. Third quarter. TCA fans saying defense. Been a long time since they scored. Stovall thought about the three, holds up. Still in that zone, the Crusaders. Three ball Stovall up. Too strong and over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll go to TCA.
You know, first of all, it's to your advantage to keep moving the ball around. You're down to a minute left in the quarter. No reason to take a three-point shot. Test the underbelly. Get into the paint.
Every basket was down low except that shot there.
TCA knocked away from behind the ball. Taken by Howard, then taken back by TCA, and Sareka loses out of bounds. Frustration right there. Oh, man. 59.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Christian Academy down by three. And you have an update.
Early third quarter, 6:05 to go. Radnor down only 37-31 now.
Okay. Fighting back. That's the quarter.
That is 6A quarterfinal.
Okay, so.
Or girls 5A.
5A quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
You have not clinched a playoff spot yet, a state tournament spot yet. So Chester Charter will go, it looks like, for the final shot here. Or else try to get Christian Academy out of the zone defense. Right wing corner, Howard. Tyler down low for the Shields. Reach in, nothing called. Three-point lead, Sabres. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Showell with the rock. Breon's only a junior. They're all juniors out there except for Howard. Here is a dipsy-do layup. Yes, sirree, by Sean the Shields.
Another crazy shot.
Unbelievable. Five-point lead, Chester Charter. Sareka back with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. To Isaiah Mitchell, right of the key. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. 5 seconds. Mitchell looks to penetrate. Wild shot, no good. Stovall from three-quarters court, wide to the left. Unbelievable third quarter for Chester Scholars Academy. They lead now Christian Academy 44-39, District 1 Single A Championship game on DelcoHoops.com. Man.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
We get ready on DelcoHoops.com for quarter number four, the District 1 Single A Championship. And Chester Scholars Academy in their third year, leading it 44-39 over a senior-laden Christian Academy team. And TCA, not only, they said did not play well in that quarter. Three ball from the left side is up and short. Rebound to Shields. TCA missing a shot right there. And the young, youthful Christian Chester Charter team, five-point lead and the ball, 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Showell looks to penetrate. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by TCA. TCA located in Brookhaven, both very small schools here, and hopefully will make some noise in the single-A state tournament. Got some tough teams there, too. Shot is blocked. Driving to the basket was Showell, taking it right to the big fella. They're trying to get another foul. Well, he only has one, Jordan Green.
Yeah.
I don't know, there must be 5 minutes since Christian Academy scored. Looking for Howard underneath. Ball bounces away. Sareka comes back and scores. Sareka finally breaks this long, long drought by Christian Academy. So they're down by three right now. The Shields jumper from the foul line is good, and Sean is putting on a show here. Five-point lead, Chester Charter. Here comes Sareka back. Sareka left side to Jones. Stops, pop, floater, got it. But now they're picking up their game more here, Christian Academy. They realize what's at stake. Chester Scholar's got to hang with him. Showell stops, fires around the rim, no good. Rebound Christian Academy, and they come back down by just three. It's Mitchell, man-to-man defense, Chester Charter, to Dom Jones, left side Jordan Green, jumper, yes! Jordan Green cuts it to a one-point lead. Chester Charter coming back with the ball. Now momentum on the Christian Academy side. Again, they got the seniors out there. And they actually were in a championship game last week. They're in a bicentennial league. They were in a championship game against Holy Ghost. Down low, Howard. Out the Stovall. Three ball is up. Three ball is good by Devon Stovall.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
5'11 junior at Christian Academy lost to Holy Ghost by 9 points, a 5A school in their bicentennial league. So they have that experience this year, Christian Academy, playing. But give Chester Scholars Academy an unbelievable, unbelievable credit right here, Coach Spangler and his staff. 4-point lead, Chester Charter. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sureka right side. Sureka now to Green, right wing corner. Green goes to the basket, knocked away from behind by Tyler Howard. He's agile, isn't he, Jordan?
Well, Howard's playing the second half. Well, I don't know where he was in the first half, but he's making a difference.
He's certainly making a difference now.
Down low for Green. It's a turnover. Chester Charter has it. Ooh. And then Tyler throws the ball away. Back they come. Green lays it up and in.
Green.
14 points for Jordan Green. Back comes the Sabres, and they're doing this without Baez, their leading scorer in this game. Showell to the basket, up and two for Breon Showell.
He went past three guys and just powered his way in.
Sureka across the timeline. Sureka looks to take a right side. Sam Gethers' jumper is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Green, up, no good. They battle for the rebound, getting it out now. Isaiah Mitchell, top of the key. Right side, driving to the basket is Gethers, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Tyler Howard loses the ball out of bounds. And it's a turnover, and it goes to Chester Charter.
TC fans didn't think it was out of bounds. It was out of bounds.
It was definitely out of bounds.
A lot of my peeps from Chester over there, I see. And boy, I tell you, a lot of love here, man. It's always great when it's Chester, mostly Chester against Chester here.
Right.
Of course, they got some other kids, TCA, from outside the area. So Chester Charter back. 4-point lead. Stovall again. Oh. Shorty follows his own shot. Gets it out to Malik Cook-Stevens. Goes to the basket. No good. Tyler Howard, the rebound. Ball's on the floor, taken by TCA. Sureka, he likes to break out, and he is fouled on the floor.
Ooh.
And it's going to be – that's a great defense.
Sureka specifically jumped and tried to throw that ball up for a shot. The refs having none of it, though.
Good hustle by Breon Showell. So foul on the floor. It'll be Christian Academy basketball. 4:38 to go and 4-point lead for Chester Charter. Each team with four team fouls. Kobe Bryant Gym, Lower Merion High School.
It'll well, there's nothing small school about this game, I'll tell you that.
No. Sureka, three ball from the corner, no good. Howard, the rebound. Howard gives it to Cook-Stevens and out of bounds.
Boy, that was a terrible mistake. Did not watch where his feet were.
Not very good there.
Yeah, he just...
3:40 to go in the fourth quarter in the third quarter from the shoebox. Game's all tied up at 40.
Really? Good.
Getting it out high in the backcourt to Mitchell. TCA with the rock down by four. 4.5 to go. Mitchell driving. Gethers goes to the basket. Now to Dom. Floater up. No good. Battling for the rebound. And it's taken this time by Showell. Showell's pass is deflected away. And then taken back by Isaiah Mitchell. And right wing corner to Sureka. Sureka looks to drive. Sureka spins. Gethers out high. Green, three ball straight away is no good. Battle. Breon Showell gets the rebound.
Another 3-point by TCA attempt. I just don't understand. You're only down by four. Go for the basket. Take the foul.
3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester Charter with the ball in a 4-point lead. Showell going to the basket. Up. Good. Again.
I don't know how he did that. He got the ball smacked, he fumbled it, and he got it back up again. Amazing.
Timeout call by Malik Walker and Christian Academy. 53-47, Chester Charter. 3:41 to go in the game. District 1 Championship, single A, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Over the years, Chester has had three public schools. Of course, Chester Clippers go back 100-plus years, and they've made 36 trips to the District 1 championship game at the big school level, Chester High. We had a charter school for 2 years, Village Charter, coached by Jemai Springfield. They were in a District 1 championship single A back in 2013, lost.
And we had St. James years ago.
Yeah, a private school, yeah, right. St. James, mm-hmm. Yeah. But as for public schools, here we go. Soreka comes back, and Chester Charter is up by 6 points. Mitchell into the lane. Floater around and two. 11 for Mitchell. 4-point lead for the Sabres. Back they come. Showell takes it all the way to the basket. Block, nothing. And then Tyler Howard, offensive rebound for two.
His first basket of the game.
6-point wow. lead again. Whoa. Knocked away from behind. And it's going to be TCA basketball. Man, I wanted that ball. Bad.
2:43 to go in the third quarter from the shoebox. Radnor up 46-40.
Whoa.
On a very large run.
Mark's going to have no voice tonight, the broadcast.
Yeah, no way. Six-point lead for Chester Charter. 3 minutes to go in the game. District 1 championship, single A level. First trip for both teams. All new to the PIAA last 3 years. Jordan Green goes in, lays it up and in. I don't know why Tyler didn't try to block that shot.
He just went up and powered through Tyler Howard.
So Jordan Green with another two. Chester Charter coming back. Sean DeShields, right wing corner. 55-51, Chester Charter. Now to Malik Cook-Stevens. Both teams have two fouls to give. And they get it out high. From Chester Charter, I don't really try to force anything. They have a 4-point lead and the rock. Top of the key. Showell, ball is knocked out of bounds.
Out of bounds off of Showell, off his leg.
Off his foot, yes.
Turnover back to the Christian Academy. What an unbelievable game. 4-point lead, Chester Scholars Academy, District 1 championship. Each team, again, two fouls to give, so they both can play tough defensively. Christian Academy coming back across the timeline. Isaiah Mitchell. Man-to-man defense, Chester Charter. Here's Soreka. Loose ball. Out of bounds, last touch by Chester. Great hustle. I tell you, doing an unbelievable job is that 6'1 junior, Breon Showell. Man, for Chester Scholars.
This Chester Charter Scholars Academy team is going to be a force to reckon with next season, as if they weren't already good this year.
No Damir Baez. He hasn't played hardly in the second half. There's Mitchell, drives to the basket, shot is blocked. Tyler Howard, the rebound, gets it through his guard in the backcourt. Malik Cook-Stevens getting across the timeline. Now to Showell. Showell is fouled by
Soreka. He's switched jerseys during one of those timeouts.
Or is it a timeout? So no foul. Timeout. 1:45 to go in the game. Chester Charter with the ball and a 4-point lead. The District 1 Single A Championship at the Kobe Bryant Gym. DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil. Organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at Laura Marion High School, Kobe Bryant Gymnasium. First of two broadcasts today. We're going to head to media later tonight, 7 o'clock, District 1 5A semifinal.
Quarterfinal.
A quarterfinal between Penn Crest and Strathaven. right now here at the Kobe Bryant Gym. It's Chester Charter, District 1 Single-A Championship, 55, Christian Academy from right next door, Brookhaven, and a four-point lead, Chester Charter, and the Sabres have the basketball. Each team only four fouls.
So two fouls to give here in the last minute 45 of the game for each team.
Into the backcourt to Bruce Rogers. And I would imagine they're going to have to start fouling soon, cross-court to Shields. This young Chester Charter team learning now they got to maintain, be strong with the ball.
Whoa.
Ball's on the floor, and it's picked up, a turnover. Christian Academy, Sareka has it. Sareka drives up, no, but a foul.
That'll be the fourth on Tyler Howard.
Sareka goes to the line, shooting two. So Sareka, big free throws right here for the senior. 16 points for him.
Huge free throws.
Up. Misses the first. Not happy about it. He'll get another.
He's had a rough day at the line, baby.
Yes, he has.
It's amazing. He's 6 of 9 from the line I have.
Which is okay.
It's okay. It's not up to his standard as he'd like to be.
Chester Charter, just in case. Got a box out here. He makes that one. 3-point lead, Chester Charter. And now they're going to have to start fouling pretty soon. They have two fouls to give. Bruce Rogers all the way to the basket. And Bruce lays it up and in.
His
Bruce.
First points of the night.
It's a 5-point lead. Chester Charter has two fouls to give. They can take fouls. They can be aggressive with the ball. Going to the basket. Floater by Sareka is good. Howard didn't even challenge it.
He
tried to a little bit, but he's on four.
Go after the ball. Foul on the backcourt. 53 seconds to go.
But Tyler Howard's on four fouls, so he doesn't want to foul out just yet.
Yeah, but it's 50 seconds. He better do
it. Yeah, you got to take a chance.
Yeah, you got to do it at the end.
You got to take your chances here.
Foul TCA, their fifth.
Both teams with one foul to give here.
Inbounding the ball to Howard. Tyler is fouled. That'll be team foul number 6.
So there's one. So TCA is now at the limit. Next foul will put the Sabres at the line.
3-point lead, Chester Charter. Too many C's in there. Chester Charter by 3. 51 seconds to go in the game. Malik Cook-Stevens to inbound. Gets it into Howard. Tyler is fouled again.
They obviously
probably the guy you want to put at the line for this Chester Charter team.
Absolutely.
End of three from the shoebox. A 23-7 run for Radnor has them up 50-44 after three.
Good job, Mark.
Good. Let's see if he can hold it.
All right, here we go.
We'll see how much of a voice Mark has tonight at Pencrest.
Making foul shots here for Chester Charter. Tyler Howard, 6'9", senior. Up. Got it. Howard will get another. Announcer imitating Dave Zinkoff over there. 4-point lead, Chester Charter.
Rion Showell waiting at the table to check in.
Up. Got it.
That's a big 2 points.
Very big.
Under 50 seconds to go.
5-point lead, Chester Scholars Academy. District 1 Single-A Championship, Lower Merion High School against Christian Academy.
Chester Charter putting on the full court press here.
Yes, because they have a foul to give. It's on the floor. Sareka across the timeline. Can't leave anybody open, though. Going to the basket, layup is no good. Tap, no good. Chester Charter, the rebound. And in the backcourt, there's a foul. Malik Cook-Stevens will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Who's that foul going to be on? Sareka?
So, as we find out, who do we want to go for an interview?
I believe that is again. Get Sareka, who's wearing 21 right now.
Baez.
Four fouls on him, right?
Yeah. So here is Malik Cook-Stevens.
I only have him for two.
Free throws. 5-point lead, Chester Charter. They can make it a 7-point game if he makes both, and he misses the front end. So life here for Christian Academy. Sareka, long three. Oh. No good. Ball, take it up. No. Rebound and a foul. I can't believe they didn't call a foul. Anyway, it's going to be out of bounds off of
Chester Charter TCA possession.
29 seconds ago. We have a timeout.
30-second timeout.
Let's keep it here.
From TCA.
All right, guys. So who do we want to pull from each team if whoever wins?
Well, Baez right now. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't know if we. It could be.
DeShields is.
I'd say Sean DeShields for this second half performance he's had. Because, I mean, Charter isn't in this game without the first half performance of Demir Baez, but
has disappeared. He hasn't even played.
He has had zero impact on the second half because he picked up his fourth foul.
They didn't even put
a minute into the third quarter, and he hasn't seen
before
since. All
right, so
you want
to go for DeShields?
I think Sean DeShields and Grant Sireka for TCA, should they pull this out.
Sireka has five in the quarter, 19 for the game. Inbounds, but five-point lead, Chester Charter, 29 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And TCA to inbound the ball, and they're going to have to, there's a long three ball. That's going to be short, and the rebound taken by Malik Cook-Stevens. He's fouled again, team foul number nine.
Fourth foul against Dom Jones.
And it's all about making foul shots here.
Yeah, but they put make foul shots and put this
game
away.
That's all
you
got to do. Malik Cook-Stevens shooting 1-1.
Well, it's 59-54, so if he makes both shots, that puts us out of reach.
Yes.
And it got real quiet here.
Malik up. And he misses that one. Believable. It gives Christian Academy life, driving to the basket. Off the glass. 2 points, Isaiah Mitchell. 3-point lead, Chester Charter. In the Malik Cook-Stevens, he's fouled again, so he'll go back to the line this time.
With 11 seconds to go, he'll have two shots.
Okay.
And again, that's who they want. They want to put at the line. He's only made one free throw out of his four attempts tonight.
Got to make at least one.
Pat in the back by Shaw.
Malik is a 6'3" junior. Up. Got it.
Got the first one. That makes this a two-possession game.
60-56, Chester Charter. What an unbelievable win for this young team, a championship.
He's got
both. Timeout, Dan Spangler.
Okay, we got 11 seconds left. Can we just stay here with it?
Yeah, Chester Charter. Timeout. 11.4 seconds ago in the fourth quarter, Chester Charter leading it 61-56. The first time they played in the regular season, it was also Chester Charter winning the game 61-56.
Huh.
If Chester Charter can hang on here, it would be between all three public Chester high schools, the Village Charter for 2 years, or they didn't win a district championship, they were in it. It would be between Chester High and Chester Charter, the 24th District 1 championship. Chester High with 23 at the big school level, and Chester Charter their first.
Yeah, Dave, this whole game turned around when Christian Academy had a 39-30 lead, and the Chester Scholars decided, well, let's give up those three-point shots and let's start taking it to the right to the basket. They either got fouled or they made their layups. The difference is right there. The change in their attack, and that's why they have the five-point lead, and more than likely they're going to win this ball game.
So here we go, and we're going to try to get our we got the security guy here. Nothing. Okay. So anyway, back to the game here. Long three ball, no good. Sarek, and that's going to be the ball game. Foul by Gethers, and the Chester Scholars Academy boys high school basketball team is going to win in just their third year of existence a District 1 championship, small school level, single A, and they will host a game will be held in District 1, first round of the states. The Shields at the line. Sean, 2 in the first half, 12 in the game now. Foul shot is good by Sean, who has 3 in the quarter. In the game, 13. Andrew, I hope I'm correct about that. He makes them both. And the final score is going to be 63-56. Chester Scholars Academy wins the District 1 single A championship. Coverage on Stephon Root, City of Basketball Love. I pray. Please, the Delco Times being here. 63.
Yeah, Jack McCaffrey of the Delco Times was here today.
Oh, that's going to be an unbelievable article with Jack.
So we'll have our articles both from City of Basketball Love and Delco Daily Times.
63-56. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Congratulations. Another District 1 championship for a Chester High School basketball team. And we'll be back with our post-game interview following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Another district championship for the city of Chester. Chester Charter Scholars Academy District 1 champ, single A level, just third year, MVP. Great job, Sean DeShield, 6'4 junior. What are your thoughts right now, my man? You got to put his mic on, guys. Talk, go ahead.
I'm just so proud of my teammates. Like, we just worked so hard this season, and I really appreciate their hard work and their fight throughout the whole season to be able to get to this championship.
And you know, just tremendous work. I know you missed a couple easy shots the other day. We're going to get a picture, Sean.
Go ahead.
There you go. And they honor the runner-up and the champions here. But you guys got to, you know, you got time here, guys. We got time. So anyway. All right, so Chester Charter wins it. Damir Baez, unbelievable job by him today. 16 points by Damir.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. He came in with, like, in a Mamba mindset. Like, he just wanted to attack and get the ball through in the hoop.
Yes.
He just wanted to keep scoring.
What's it, Kobe Bryant Gym, what's it like playing here, man?
It's fabulous. I like the pitchers and all that. Like, it's an honor to be playing this gym.
And you have 11 juniors here on your team, and you have a lot to play for. You got the state tournament coming up. Unbelievable job by the coaches, too.
A lot of potential for next year.
Good. Yep. You guys were trailing for most of the game until we got into the third quarter.
Like, all you got to do is, like, fight hard. Believe in yourself.
Was there any thought? We noticed here a lot of outside shooting, a lot of things that we're trying to do, and then suddenly you guys start going to the paint and suddenly start making the points.
Yeah, because, like, at halftime, our coach was like, if we go to the paint, they can't stop us. And, like, if we go hard enough, that we'll get fouled and go to the foul line.
So either get your shot in or you're going to get fouled.
Yeah.
All right, get your medal. You got a medal, baby.
Thank you.
Great job tonight.
To come in your career. Sean DeShields, MVP. So there you go, my man. Great job on the air. I'll send you the link later. So Chester Charter wins at 63-56. Mike, that's just unbelievable. That is just an unbelievable accomplishment by this young team.
Well, and you know, they were in such bad shape coming. I mean, they're shooting. The whole thing was just a mess that we saw at the halftime and said, why are they not going with their strength? Go with their size. Go with their – and, of course, they decided to do that in the third quarter and it turned this game around, and they never looked back.
All right, you run down the scoring, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll start with the TCA Crusaders. They were led by Grant Soreka with 21 points. Jordan Green had 16. Isaiah Mitchell with 13. Dom Jones with 4 and Paris Jones with 2 for their total of 56 tonight. For the Chester Charter Scholars Academy Sabres, they were led by Damir Baez with 16. Tyler Howard chipped in with 5. Sean DeShields, our MVP, had 14. Devon Stovall had 9. Breon Showell and Salim Butler both had 4. And Malik Cook-Stevens had 9 for their total of 63. The big turning point in this game, I think, was that third quarter where the Sabres were able to hold TCA to just 4 points.
Absolutely.
In that third quarter. The Crusaders had scored 15, 20, and 17 in the other three quarters. 4 points in that third quarter was the biggest difference in this game.
Congratulations. First-year head coach Dan Spangler. Dan played on a couple of state champs for the Strathaven football team back in the day, 99 and 2000. Assistant coaches, Tahir Lowry, Chester High grade, 96 grad. Last game, ironically, was against Kobe in the District 1 semifinals at the Palestra in 96. Derek Spence won a state championship for Chester in 89 as a guard. Also assistant coach for Chester Charter and the great Buzzy Wood. Unbelievable job. So proud of everybody here. And even Christian Academy, they're going to make some noise in the state tournament.
No doubt about it.
So we're going to wrap it up, guys. Again, the final score, Chester Charter, Scholars Academy, 63 Christian Academy, Brookhaven 56 for the District 1 Single-A Championship. And you heard it here with me and the gang on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.